Dahil ang isa sa tatlong maliliit na negosyo sa Australia ay pinatatakpo ng mga migrante, hindi kagulat-gulat na marami sa mga trabahador na mga ito ay nagmula sa iba't ibang kultura. Sa eksklusibong pagtatanong na ginawa ng census para sa SBS, napag-alaman na 61% ng mga may-ari ay tinuturing ang kanilang mga pwersa ng mga manggagawa bilang diverse o mula sa iba't ibang pinagmulan, kung pagbabasiya ng lahi, kasarian at edad. Sa multikulturalismong lugar patrabaho, 59% ang nagsabing sila ay mula sa iba't ibang kultura. Subalit sa ulat na ito, pwede pang umayos ng gusto. Narito ang ulat. Nabili ni Emmanuel McCrandrew ang kumpanyang Irene's Dry Cleaning. 12 taon na ang nakalipas. Ang kumpanya ay tinatag ng kanyang mga magulang noong 1972.
It wasn't something that I consciously thought it was something I wanted to do. I used to work for a mining company beforehand, and my skill set was different. But at the time, my father became ill, my mother was a primary carer, and so I had to step up and help them.
Ang kanyang ina na si Irene ay nagtatrabaho pa rin sa kanilang negosyo. Si Irene ay isa sa 12 empleyado na may iba't ibang pinagmulan.
We have people from 16 to 65, male, female, and from many corners of the globe. It is United Nations, essentially.
Ganun pa man, sinabi ni Manuel, ang pinagmulang kultura ay hindi basihan para makapagtrabaho sa kanila.
It is all about skill set. It's all about the ability to train and to deliver an outcome. So we hire on the basis of existing skills or the promise of what people will be able to deliver for us.
Sinabi ni Lisa Anesi, punong tagapangasiwa ng Diversity Council Australia, ang mga negosyo na nag-empleyo lamang base sa kagalingan at kakayahan ng mga empleyado ay nakakakuha ng iba't ibang empleyado.
For small organizations who don't even really think about it, if you genuinely only recruited on merit and talent, you would automatically get a diverse workforce. When you see homogenous workplaces, then you know something's afoot. You know that people are being ruled out, even subconsciously, because of something that makes them different.
Kinilala ng ulat ang census ang mga maliliit na negosyo sa Victoria bilang pinaka-culturally diverse at ang Tasmania na nasa kabilang dulo. At base sa mga industriya sa buong bansa, 79% ng mga nagpapatakbo ng pangkalusugan at pangkomunidad na serbisyo ang tinuturing ang kanilang mga negosyo bilang diverse at 43% lamang para sa mga retailer. Sinabi ni Lisa Anesil ng Diverse Council Australia, ang pagkakaroon ng magkakaibang pwersa ng mga manggagawa ay maraming bentahe.
Different ways of thinking bring greater ideas, but it also has direct commercial appeal. Most organizations have customers or shareholders or employees who are from diverse groups, and so therefore it makes sense that diversity in the workplace is the right thing to do to satisfy those commercial needs. But overall, it's designed to be consistent with increases in complex problem solving, employee engagement, productivity, and profitability.
Subalit, dagdag pa niya na meron din itong mga hamon.
You do have to be aware that sometimes diverse thinking leads to a lack of groupthink, which is a good thing, but can also lead to a bit of conflict as well. But managers who are good managers and who do diversity well know how to create workplaces that are inclusive of people who are different, and so they're able to mitigate that risk.
At para kay Emmanuel McCrandrew ng Irene's Dry Cleaning, ang merong magkakaiba't ibang kultura ay nakakatulong sa kanyang negosyo.
Perhaps it is when we have a network of people who can help us with customers who can't speak a certain language. For example, we know it all too well, being Greek migrants, how Greek community would come to us and we would communicate and I would translate for my parents at the counter.